Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ohio may not be one of the most watched battleground states in the country Tuesday night, but with 18 electoral college votes, both the Trump and Biden campaigns have to be desperate to win it. Here to talk about what we might expect, WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So tell us what the situation is on the ground in Ohio 4 days before the election.
Right now, the polling in the presidential race is absolutely tight as can be. I mean, it's a dead heat. There are some polls that have Trump ahead by a point or two. There are other polls that have Biden up by a point or two. But statistically, and looking at the margin of error in all these polls, it's a dead heat. Nobody could tell you who's going to win Ohio on Tuesday.
Now, this is really different than it was 4 years ago when Donald Trump won the state by 8 percentage points. Has that much really changed in Ohio?
Yes, a lot of things have changed. I think it's making a really profound difference in this. Ohio, since 2016, has registered over 900,000 new voters, and about 250,000 of them are the very youngest of voters, people who just turned voting age, who will be voting in a presidential election for the first time. And the polling of those people, those young people, shows that they are overwhelmingly Democratic. And this record-breaking early vote that's been going on now since October 6th in Ohio, it's been dominated by the Democrats and independents, with Republicans lagging behind. Although the Republicans are surely going to make up a whole lot of ground by voting at the polling places on Tuesday, which is apparently their preference.
Now, clearly, President Trump's support has slipped in Ohio. If this is a too close to call state now, how did he lose support?
Well, number one, it's much harder running as an incumbent when you have to go out and defend your record. And this is a really unusual year, obviously, in so many regards. You know, the pandemic, which is still blazing away, and which he's denying and saying is on the way out. It's kind of hard to prove that by the numbers. And people are concerned about that. And they're also concerned about the economy and what the pandemic and the shutdown did as far as people losing jobs and businesses going under. So there's a whole lot of things that, you know, it's responsible for the polling that's showing support that Trump used to have among voters 65 and older is slipping. Those people are going away. I think they feel abandoned by the Trump administration.
So at his campaign rallies now, President Trump has been trying to appeal to suburban women voters, many of whom supported him 4 years ago. Do you think he's making any progress there?
I think that's another big problem that he has in Ohio and in a lot of other states, and a lot of other big battleground states, that those suburban women are abandoning him in pretty large numbers. I think you probably even see it a little bit in southwest Ohio, probably in Warren County, where the Democratic vote, early voting, is going up over 4 years ago. And I think a lot of that is suburban women and a lot of people who have moved into the district or into the county since 2016.
So none of this really sounds good for Donald Trump in Ohio. Does it mean he's going to lose the state?
No, not at all. I mean, it's still a toss-up. It could go either way. I mean, he still has very strong support in East Ohio and in Western Ohio and the smaller rural counties. But if he loses Ohio after a big win 4 years ago, it's really hard to imagine him winning in places like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, the states that gave him the little tiny margins of victory 4 years ago and were responsible for electing him president. I mean, it is a fact. No Republican has ever been elected president without winning Ohio.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each Friday at this time. You can read his columns and stories at WVXU.org.